Brown leaves and twigs are scattered here and there across the pavement, which is damp from a passing storm. Above you, the sky is a shadowy grey. It is tinted in places with the deep blue that marks the twilight hours. Looking toward the horizon, you see the sun has already set. Only a narrow fringe of reddish orange implies its presence out of sight. The clouds above hang low and heavy. Night is on the way. The road is bordered on one side by an open, grassy expanse. This far into fall, the grass is mostly brown and yellow. The first frost has already made an appearance on the landscape, bringing with it a hint of the colder months ahead. There are no ice crystals on the ground this evening, but in the mornings, you imagine there might be touches of pearly white on whatever green remains. On the other side, the road is lined with craggy trees, whose bare branches reach toward the grey sky at odd angles. Beyond them, the horizon is a royal blue. With the last remaining light at their backs, they cut dark silhouettes against the fading sky. A gentle breeze flutters the solitary leaves, clinging to their topmost branches. The cool air sends a tingle down your spine. You are grateful for your thick scarf and warm jacket, and pull them closer around your neck and shoulders. You are curious about the town that lies ahead. With the sky growing darker, it would be cozy to be surrounded by shops and homes and the soft glow of lamps within. Heading down the road, you're aware of your footfalls in the otherwise quiet air. You hear the soles of your shoes padding softly on the pavement and fall into a rhythm with your heartbeat. Right foot, then left foot. They carry you closer to the village. As you approach, you can just begin to make out what looks like a sign up ahead. It stands out in relief against the illuminated backdrop of the buildings. Closer now, you see it is in the shape of an unfurling banner, held up by tall, square posts on either side. It is painted a dark, greenish blue with shiny gold lettering. Small globes top the posts and catch the light. You can see that someone has tied clusters of thin brown corn stalks to the posts. Their dry, ribbed leaves rustle against each other and lightly tap the sign with every soft gust of wind. Below them are two large pumpkins, which rest heavily on mounds of straw. You reach out and brush your fingertips against the bold lettering. The sign is cool in the night air. "Welcome to Historic Sleepy Hollow," it reads.